You know your grandmama and your granddaddy got another relationship. Sister Davis told me before I had grandchildren, that's a whole nother love. You can't ready to go on to heaven until you find out you have some grandkids. I got grandkids. A whole new level of love. And now they can tap in to their parents and their, oh, Lord, have mercy. Is that too rich? Now, they got two sets of grandparents, the maternal and the paternal. They got some on their mom. God's got this thing sewed up. God has got it fixed so that you don't have to bump your head. I know every now and then you may make a mistake, but we ought to be getting better as time go on. But all this experience around us, I got grandparents over here, I got grandparents over there, and I got parents with me. How in the world can I not succeed in life? Well, the truth of the matter is, if you research the mistakes that you make as a young person, you'll find out that your parents would just told you that. Amen. Another 60-second phone call. Don't do that. Don't you do that. Don't you date him. Stay away from that. They could have gave us advice all over the place. Advice. There is no excuse. There is no excuse. The jails are full. People are broken. People are in gangs. People are hooked on this, hooked on that, doing any and everything with all this experience around them. I don't understand it. This is something that God has not left you here by yourself. If I were you, if I got to go to my grandparents, I go to my parents, I go, and if they ever, you see, you got to be willing to put on the shirt. I put on my hey shirt. And you always, it's flashing all the time. How am I doing? 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 And you're telling them, I pledge my obedience. That whenever you see anything I'm doing, because, you know, I ain't got no sense to know I'm doing something stupid, you know. Just tap me on the shoulder and I'll listen. I just wonder if there's anybody who would do that. I don't know. Amen. You need to do it at least through college. Amen. And I would venture to say all the way through life, you're going to find out you're never really going to get rid of your kids at all, to be honest with you. Because when they get their freedom, you're going to find out they don't want it, and here they come back. Because I thought you wanted your freedom. Now you got it. Stay back. Stay gone. Said, no, now I thought you didn't like her. I thought you couldn't wait to get out the house. They're maturing, aren't they? Once they start maturing, they begin to find, I think I need to go back home. So what are you doing over here? I thought you wanted to be free. You got your wings. Go somewhere. Leave us alone. We having fun. Amen. But the truth of the matter is, church, is that there's no excuse. God's got this covered. He done gave you a written word. You can follow the word. You got the word. You got grandparents on the maternal side. You got grandparents on the maternal side. You got parents, and you got the word. Ain't no way I can't succeed. I ought to soar in life. Amen. But it's something about it, sin, that makes you just want to try it. Huh? And then when you try it, it makes you want to just, you see, it'll sink you and you don't know it. And you got to have somebody who loves you enough. Somebody's life that's worthy of, like, being a spiritual mentor to tell you. But you got to pledge that at any time they say anything, anytime they see anything. I'm asking you, if you ever see anything I'm doing in my life, to come tell me, I'm going to pledge my obedience to do what you say. I'm committed to the pledge program because I was sitting here thinking, and I found out that I made a big mistake overlooking the parents God put in my life. I didn't know I was rich. I thought you had to have money to be rich. I didn't know I was rich with my parents, with my grandparents, with my great-grandparents. And some folks got some decent uncles and aunties. And if you, how can anybody go wrong? But we did it just like they did, didn't we? We wouldn't listen either. My mama said a hard head. And a lot of us are a lot softer than we like to be. But we just wouldn't receive it. And you can leave here today and have a better life. Your life can literally turn around right here today. If you listen to the Lord and not to the world. The world going to say, do it your way. And we got kids right now sitting somewhere doing something stupid, wasting their lives. And they don't know. They need somebody. When I think about hate, I think about, am I living holy? Tell me if I'm not living holy. Do you want to live holy? Do you want to live separate? Like I said, you may not want to be a part of the program. And I think a lot of grown older folk ought to be in the program too. It's not just for folk young. How am I doing when it comes to holiness? How am I doing when it comes to accountability? Amen. Because I need to have somebody that I'm an unaccountable person is a dangerous person. They're not only dangerous to the world, they're dangerous to themselves. Because they don't know what they're doing. And when it comes to accountability, how am I doing? Will I listen? When it comes to that which is important in our lives, H-A-I-D, that acronym, H, holiness, A, accountability, I, when it comes to the important things in life, the priorities, am I life getting all mixed up? Do I have my priorities in order? Am I now out of school and in college? Or am I out here doing something that's stupid and I need to be in college? I need somebody to tap me on the shoulder and say, no, honey, take about a two-month break and you're going to college. Don't argue with them. Don't argue. Years down the road, if you do what the Lord is dropped in our spirit here, years down the road, you will come back and you just be all over me. Pastor, I'm so glad you told me. I'm so glad. You be just hugging Floretta and hugging Satori and hugging Clem. And you just be hugging. I'm so glad that hate program. How am I doing when it comes to disobedience? Do you see me being disobedient? Amen. Do you see anything with all of your years of experience that I just got here that I'm doing that's foolish? If so, I want to be a part of the program that tells me so and helps to keep me on track. Because life don't have to be bad and it doesn't have to be bitter. You can be enjoying life. You can have a holy life. Amen. Now, it won't make the flesh happy. Don't ever think that holiness is going to make the flesh get happy. It's not happening. And we made the mistake of thinking that if it makes me happy, then it is good. No, if you can leave here and decide to do some things that you think are good that ain't good for you. Holiness is the way. Separate. Set apart. Holy. Holy, holy, holy. Amen. Well, the truth is, he says that this is the first commandment with promise that thou mayest live long on the earth, that thy days may be long. Fathers, don't come down on the kids. Don't put impossible demands on children. Don't exasperate the children. Don't demand something. Don't make them give up in life. It's kind of like you done said, I can't do nothing right. And you done made it almost impossible for me. And he charges the fathers knowing that they have the responsibility. Amen. You're going to kill the child's spirit. They're going to give up and say, I can't please him. I can't please him. Well, the truth of the matter is that you ought to be, amen, you ought to be covered. But Christ says that, you know, the truth is that when you talk about a covering, you read Numbers chapter 6 and you find out that there was such a covering. Because God told Moses to tell the high priest Aaron, he says, this is what I want you to do when you bless my people. Now understand, the children of Israel are about to embark into the promised land, and God wants them to number the people. And if they number these tribes, the tribes are numbered. Amen. The tribes have names. Amen. Each tribe got a sign, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the ensign that goes over these different tribes. And each one had a ensign, and they're all numbered. They're all ordered. They're all organized. And now they're getting ready to go into the promised land. God said, wait a minute, don't dismiss yet. I want to tell you how to bless the people. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Amen. I don't want you to let them go. Don't get a benediction yet, because that's what it is, a benediction. It's a prayer in the form of a benediction. And God says, don't dismiss these 2.5 million plus people perhaps yet. Tell Aaron, now this was God's idea. Go down there and bless the people. And I want, he said, well, how can I do it? He said, I want you to use my name. Verse 24, he said, the Lord. Verse 25, he said, the Lord. Verse 26, he said, the Lord, the Jehovah, the God of covenant, the God that is going to, can bless you. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord. Some call this the, amen, the triunity, a triune formula is what one writer calls it. Amen. One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost. Because, see, it's the Lord that gonna bless you. He's the source of your blessing. And then he's the one that can keep you. And then the Lord make his face to shine upon you. Jesus shined. That's the Jesus. Amen. Y'all know when Moses went up to the mountain and when God shined on him, he came down shining. I can tell when you've been in the presence of the Lord, you're shining. You got the Holy Spirit and the anointing all over you. Have I got a witness? You're set apart. But then there's the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord lift his countenance. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. How many of y'all know the Holy Spirit giving you peace? How many of you know on the inside I know that there's peace? And I know that the Holy Spirit, even if the storms of life are raging, I can know on the inside I got the Holy Spirit. And when I got the Holy Spirit, I got peace on the inside. We're going to talk about that Holy Spirit. That's that other guider. He shall guide you to all truth. We're not going to get there this month, though. But the truth is that the Holy Spirit, he says, may the Lord bless thee, keep thee. That means that may the Lord care for thee. May the Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. That means that God is going to be, have grace. And you're going to have grace. He's going to give you some things you don't deserve. The Lord lift his countenance upon thee and give you his peace. That means that he's smiling, his countenance changed. He's smiling in approval of the way you're living your life. And he said, Aaron, I want you to bless the people. Bless them through that name. And he said in verse 27 of chapter 6, Numbers chapter 6, he says, I want you to use Leviticus 9:22 to spread out your hands over them and bless them. And God says, I want you to bless the people. Don't let them go home. That's why when you leave the church early, amen, you miss out on a blessing. God has said, I'm going to confer a blessing upon the people. Confer a blessing upon them. In verse 27, he said, I want you to use my name to confer the blessing. And may the Lord bless thee, the Lord keep thee, the Lord make his face. It's not Aaron, it's the Lord. He says, and whenever you use my name, when you bless them in my name, then I'm going to cause them to have favor. They'll be protected. Amen. They'll go a long ways. In other words, they won't be uncovered. Because he says, I want you to put my name over them. Speak the blessing over their lives. I'm speaking the blessing over your life. In the name of the Lord. I can't bless you, but the Lord said, do it. And when you do it, like I told you through this formula, they're going to get blessed. Speak the blessing over their life. And when there's something over my life, how many of y'all know there's a covering? Now, tell your neighbor, now I'm covered. You see, the children of Israel knew him. Some, at one point, his name is not only Jehovah, Rapha, and all the other things, but Ra'ah and Tabsitkenu and Shalom. But he's Jehovah Nissi. He's the banner that we march under. He's the banner over us, and we are covered by Jehovah. Have I got a witness? He said, just go ahead and put the blessing over them. And he says, one translation says it this way, the NASB says, verse number 27, it says that you, when you do this, you are putting a blessing over them, but what you're doing is you are invoking a blessing. A little bit more twist to the Hebrew, it means to invoke. That means to call down a blessing. That's what an invocation is. When you talk about the invocation, you're calling upon God to bless something. An invocation, you're invoking, you're calling down the presence of God. I see y'all ready to go. Amen. I done got too deep into this thing. I get carried away with my own sermons. Amen. Think everybody else like them too, but I'm just a, I said, we're just watching you. I don't know what you're talking about, but... put the blessing over them and cover them, and they're gonna have favor. Amen. Now they got to walk in obedience. They got to pledge obedience. You can't serve the devil and expect God to bless you. He's not gonna bless your mess that you do. You got to get in line, and then when you position yourself for the blessing, then the blessings are gonna come down. How many of y'all know when praises go up, blessings come down? He says, bless them in my name. Confer this blessing over them. Raise your hands and cover them. Because I don't know about you, but there's a lot of things in my life. All it took, I would like to have had a hate program or something. Because a lot of mistakes I made, I would not have made. I'm not that bad of a guy. I'm a sinner just like you. You understand? But a whole lot of things. All I need somebody to tell me. And all these folk got parents and don't want them. You won't miss them until you need them, until they're gone. You don't know you already rich. You got somebody in your house with white hair? Oh, Lord, have mercy. They know a whole lot. I think I just sit around and just sit at their feet and just listen to them talk. I ain't got no comments. You ever had folk with black hair got more to say than the folk got white hair? You ain't got no business doing no lot of talking. I wish I had a witness. Wisdom. I'm just going to sit around. You ain't got to go. Just sit around. Just listen. Have I got a witness? Max said a steel tongue. Have I got a witness? I think that's how you mix a wise head or something like that. Wise head. And so the truth is that you ought to want to accept these blessings. That's what happened to the prodigal son. The prodigal son decided that he wanted to be uncovered. He said, I don't want my father's blessings. And oh, by the way, parenthetically, well, I ain't going to say parenthetically because this is a whole nother sermon. Ain't no nothing in parentheses. But the truth is that fathers can do that too. When you look at Genesis 49:28, you find out that fathers blessed their families. All 12 of the children of Israel were blessed by Jacob. And when your father can't, when you're doing something, you can't get your father's blessings, I drop it like a hot potato. I run from it like it's a bear. Anything I can't get my parents to sign off on, anything I can't get my parents to endorse, I ain't going to be hanging around there. I don't want to have nothing to do with it. I got to have an endorsement by my parents. Because, see, they love you, and they don't want you to make the mistakes that they made. And so what they're trying to do is to help you. they care about you. Now, the truth is, the truth is that you may not even know the value of this sermon. But for any young person who will say, look, I am willing to commit to my parents, to what they say. I'm willing to commit to a leader in my life. I'm willing to be a listener. And no matter what I think about it, daughters, if your mother can't sign off on it, sons, if your father can't sign off on it, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Ain't no devil going to get me in trouble. Because the people sitting in here, they had time. You could pass the mic around. They said, I shouldn't have did that. I shouldn't have did that. I shouldn't. Because, see, we did the same thing. But we're trying to say to every young person, I'm saying as a pastor, a lot of things I wouldn't have done. They could have told me in 30 seconds, don't do that. Now, why am I going to run over all of that advice? You've got to be a fool to reject knowledge. And that's what he said. He said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But a fool despises instructions. You can be wise today. I can be wise. It's not too late. The mistakes we made, we all make them. But I can say from this day forward, bring me the shirt. Bring me the wristband. How am I doing? Tell me at any time. Y'all, look at me. Like, y'all know y'all got some children that you can't say nothing to. Their head is hard as a rock. You can't get nothing in their head. If you get it in, it's going right out the other ear. They are uncovered. They're vulnerable through their immaturity, through their naivety. Life's going to rain on them. And they think they know it all. They're Mr. Know It and Mrs. Know It Alls. You can't tell them nothing. They won't listen, and you're old fashioned and old fogey or old something. But the truth never gets old. The truth is never outdated. The word is always right. He hadn't had to update the Bible. He said, look, I'm going to send y'all a new one. It's 2020. He said, I wrote it one time. Because truth will stand the test of time. I just want to know are you willing to listen? I want to know, do you want to be wise? I'm looking for some wise guys. I'm looking for somebody who will go home and say, this mess is over. Dad, Mom, come talk to me. I want to know, do you see anything I'm doing? I mean anything that you're not in approval of. If you see something, I pledge my obedience. I'm committed to the program. And today that's going to end. And I'm mad now. I'm jealous because you're going to have such a wonderful life. Just take your ears. You see, you don't need another job. You don't need more money. What you need is to listen. Start right there. You got to listen to God. And he said, look, I'm not only giving you me, you can trust me. And you got, I put mine in writing. Amen. Some churches, I ain't got time to get into this, but amen, you can write mottos and missions for your own family about some things you will or won't do. From your parent to your child, from your husband to your wife, we're in a covenant together. We can make our own little statements and commit to them. But you have got to be willing today to say, God has blessed me with himself. He's blessed me with my parents, and I'm rich. And today my life will turn around. It's got to turn around. If there's anything going wrong, just confess it and leave it. And say, today I start over. And today I'm renewing my commitment to a different style of living. And that style of living is the one that Reverend Foster, that the Lord gave Reverend Foster to give us. And him too. Amen, by the way. I got it late. Y'all, I'm jealous because you all got it. But it ain't nothing new, really. But the devil is busy trying to make you not accept what God has blessed you with. And what he'd like to do is to take you and take advantage of you, making all the wrong choices, bringing your two cents to the table when God has not called. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It is the first commandment. It's not a suggestion with a promise attached to it. Why? That their days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God is giving you, which is synonymous to us living in the world today. He says, if you want to live long in the promised land, y'all got to be obedient. You can't walk in disobedience and get blessed. Sin robs us, but holiness rewards us. It may take a while. It may take some time, but I dare you to try it. He says that a wise man will hear and listen, and he will attain to wise counsel. Have I got a witness? That's what he'll do. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But fools, can everybody shout fools? That's a bad word. Fools despise instructions. Fools don't even believe there's a God. Psalm 14:1 said, a fool and said in his heart already, there is no God. He's a fool. Amen. We ain't got, that's another sermon. But the truth is that God, he says, that this is how you should bless the people. Call them together, Aaron. Call them together. Moses, tell Aaron to call them together and spread your hands over them. And use my name three times. The Lord bless thee. The Lord keep thee. That means that he's going to care for thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. That means that you've been in the presence of God and he's shining and it came off on you. And you got a gracious God. Have I got a witness? Don't let no sin stop you from coming to God, because the Bible says in Hebrews 4:16, let us come boldly before the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Bless the people. Use my name and put my name over them. May he bless you. May he keep you. Make his face to shine upon thee. Be gracious unto thee.